More information on this for you now here on 710 Cairo. Good morning. I'm Greg Herschel.
And I'm Jane Shannon. And on our 710 Cairo newsline now is freelance reporter Mike Hammerslag. Mike lives right near that Rhode Island nightclub and apparently been on the scene for hours. Mike, thanks for joining us this morning. As you just heard from CBS News, this club went up in 3 minutes. That just sounds unbelievable. Do you know anything about the background of this building? Has it ever been cited for any violations in the past?
I don't know. I haven't looked at that. It's been a site of many bars over about 40 years, apparently. But I've got to say, I stopped at that place once, and my sense that it was a fire trap. It just, it was the outside had creosote and tar paper. It was sort of a converted home building, and the inside was low ceiling or raw wood. And I don't think about many things like that, but I really thought, I said, boy, this place would go up in a flash. Apparently, I interviewed people there for a long time, six different people that were inside at the time the blaze started. The band had sparklers. Now, essentially sparklers, fairly harmless things. You know, they were close enough that the band themselves were being sprayed by these sparklers. And, everybody's probably seen this video, this incredible video that was taken by a Channel 12, a local cameraman who went there to film this club to show how a safe club operated that was within the codes in respect to what happened in Chicago, that disaster in Chicago where all the people were trampled. And so he filmed the entire thing. So these sparks were flying back behind the bandstand, and apparently the material there was this foam. I don't know how thick, maybe half inch thick foam that was pressed into the multiple shapes of egg cartons. So some people thought it was actual egg cartons, cardboard, but it wasn't. It was foam rubber, but it sure wasn't flame retardant. This stuff went up as if it was soaked with gasoline. If you look at that video, it's just stunning. And it went up in two combined sheets on either side of the band, and it looked like an effect. And the people stood and watched it. And the cameraman realized, oh, we're on fire. He backed out throughout the crowd. And then when he gets to the edge of the crowd is when the crowd turns around and starts to leave. And you see these faces that are just, absolutely haunting me. I mean, they're not panicking, but they're concerned. And some of them are, are ghosts. It's very moving. And I stopped at that place once. I spent a long time. It's essentially incinerated. The rate that thing burned, apparently the ceiling was also incredibly combustible. It was drop ceiling, sort of drop foam ceiling, painted black with specks of fluorescent stuff in it. It had hanging fluorescent lights below it, and that caught very, very quickly. But between the time that looks like the first ignition to when the entire wall explodes into flame behind the band and the one band member jumps off, it couldn't have been more than 30 seconds. I mean, it was just amazing.
All of this. Mike Hammerslag is a freelance reporter who lives near that Rhode Island nightclub. And again, the death toll, that last word, is 60.
Yeah, 60 with at least...
Huge explosion and fire in an oil facility on the edge of New York's Staten Island. Flames and black smoke are rising hundreds of feet into the air still. Now the fire chief...
Hey, Mike, you still there?
Yeah.
Hey, thank you. That was wonderful.
Oh, well, thanks.
I just wanted to check in and say once again, thanks for joining us this morning.